Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. Oh, Alhamdulillah. How can any Muslim say that all Muslims are good and all Christians are bad? Does the Quran not make it clear that there are good and bad people in every religion? Among Muslims, we have very good, upright and trustworthy people. But you also have the munafiqun, the hypocrites. We have the unjust oppressors, the zalimun. And we have wrongdoers, fasiqun. And while there are also hypocrites, unjust people and wrongdoers among Christians and others, the Quran acknowledges the existence of very good, upright and trustworthy Christians and Jews. In the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 113, Allah says, "And they are not all alike. Among the followers of earlier revelation, that is Jews and Christians, there are upright people." Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 113. The Quran also notably makes mention of the fact that some non-Muslims are trustworthy. In the Quran, again in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 75, Allah says, "Among the people of the book," that is Jews and Christians, "are some who, if you entrust them with a large amount of gold, they will readily pay it back. Others, if you entrust them with even a single silver coin, will not repay it unless you constantly stand over them demanding it." That is Surah Al-Imran, Quran chapter 3, verse 75. Allah has surely spoken the truth. It is also a well-known historical fact that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, entrusted the Christian Ethiopian king, the Negus or Najashi, with the lives of the first group of Muslim refugees who were escaping persecution from the pagans and polytheists of Mecca. So how can anyone generalize and say that all Muslims are good and all non-Muslims are bad? There are good and bad people in every religion, and we should not judge a religion by the individual followers, but by the teachings of that religion. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to God. Oh, Alhamdulillah.
This message is from the Muslim Christian group of the States.